Hiking. Stargazing.
Kayaking.
Fishing.
Adventure.
Adventure. Welcome to the ABCD Adventures Podcast. You don't have to say anything. Hi, I'm Chris, and this is my lovely wife, Brittany.
Hey.
We take our girls, Amelia.
Hey.
And Daphne.
Tutu.
Oh, gosh. On adventures through the U.S. National Parks, Texas State Parks, or anywhere Brittany, mostly Brittany, and I think would be fun. This podcast is about the lessons we learned during our experiences and our plans for future trips. Welcome to the ABCD Adventures Podcast.
Hey guys, so first today we're going to talk about our adventure feature of the week. So that is something, a recipe, an animal, a trail, river, park, campsite, some sort of engagement for the kids that we can do.
Something fun we find.
Just something fun that we find. And what I'm talking about is our omelet bags. Do y'all remember our omelet bags, girls?
Yes.
Yeah, we haven't done them in a while, but we will be doing them on our next trip. And they're super easy to prep. And I think we've talked about them before, but not necessarily in our adventure feature. What it is this is something you can do when you're camping or when you're at home.
Right.
And so all you do is you take a Ziploc bag, you put your eggs in there, and then you put whatever you want in there. Mm-hmm. You put your veggies, you put your, you know,
ham,
cheese, proteins, seasonings, whatever you want. Mm-hmm. And then what I love about this is, like I said, we prep it ahead of time. Mm-hmm. And so,
the only thing we have to do is add the accessories, like the meat, all that stuff.
Yes.
And then what do we do to it, Amelia?
Yeah, what do we do after that?
Then we cook it.
How do we cook it?
We have our stove.
We have the stove.
We put like a pot, and then we put the eggs. And then.
But what else? The eggs are in the pot, in what?
And we cook them.
We cook them in what, though? Do y'all remember? It's been a
boiling
while.
Boiling water.
Boiling water, that's
very
right.
Good. So all you do is boil the water and then put the bags in there.
Yeah, so you have the water boiling, you put the bags in there, you just kind of keep an eye on it. Usually it takes about drinking one cup of coffee. And by the time it's over, we...
Mommy, we should talk about the coffee.
Okay, we'll talk about the coffee later.
Okay.
And then you take it out, and when you put it, it's like almost in a perfect roll. Like it's like a perfect roll.
You stop.
Okay,
do you need to go upstairs?
No.
And
then
so it's a great little way. It's an easy thing to do. It's like I said, super easy cleanup. All you have to do is pour the water out, and then you rinse off your plates, and you're good to go.
And you know, clean up your trash.
We like to serve ours with salsa.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's our, or at least for me. We don't put a lot of vegetables in it because we like to get the chunky salsa, and that kind of covers our veggies.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So
salsa.
Now is our joke, and this week our joke is going to be read by Daphne,
the jokester of the family.
The jokester of the family. All right, so are you ready? Okay, I'm gonna whisper it to you so you remember.
What did the beaver say to the tree?
I don't know, Daphne. What did the beaver say to the tree?
Nice knowing you.
Nice knowing you.
She's not funny.
Funnier than you.
Not as funny looking as you are.
All right, so Amelia.
Happy snow day.
All right, Amelia. Yes, it is a snow day. We're actually not filming. We're filming it on a different night than we normally do.
Amelia got all primed like we were filming.
Like we were filming, that's right. Okay, so Amelia, this was our trivia question last time.
Despite its name of four seasons, tense gleaming
is generally
used only in which season of the year?
All right, and which season is it normally used?
Winter,
all right. So our next trivia question is what, Amelia?
Where is the most exploring
expensive
campground in the
Whoa!
Woo! As always, you can email us at
abcdadventures2021 at gmail.com.
Or you can direct message us through any of our social media sites.
Platforms
with your answer. So that's our trivia of the week. We'll see if we get anybody answers back with a correct answer for maybe just a sticker or maybe, I don't know what we got. We don't have anything to send you right now. So on that, we'll move on.
But for our next trip, we are going to be going to Fort Richardson, mm-hmm. which is a state park in Texas. Mm-hmm. We did some thinking and planning, and we'll probably talk more about this when we after we go on the trip. But with it being, we're going the end of February, mm-hmm. and with it happening the end of February, we mentioned last time we were going to go to Mission Tejas. By the time we went to book it, all of the Mission Tejas sites were sold out. And so, obviously, that's a pretty popular site we're going to mm-hmm. have to check out. But one reason that we wanted is we didn't want a lake. We wanted a state park without a lake, which they don't have a lot of. Most of the state parks in Texas all kind of are centered around lakes.
Lake-based, yeah.
Yeah. And so, because we were going the end of February, the last time we went camping in February, we had a blast. It was so much fun. But it was...
That was Meridian State
Meridian. Park. And our biggest regret is that we didn't bring the kayaks because in the middle of the day, it got
remarkably
warm enough to where we would have been, it would have been okay taking the kayaks out. Mm-hmm. But it got really cold at night. And so we just kind of decided, let's not go anywhere where we could want to bring the kayaks and then we not use them, or we wish you'd brought the kayaks and we don't. And so I came up with three different options, and I talked with one of the people that's actually going to be – we're going to be having three people join us. We'll talk about one of them in our future discussion. But we're going to be having three people join us. And so she and I just kind of sat and looked at our three options, and we decided on this one because it has a fishing pond stocked with trout. It still has the actual fort at the state park that you can go into, and it's got like a little creek.
Hold on. Pause for effect. Okay.
Sorry, those were our dogs.
Yeah, snow day. Everybody's going crazy.
Yeah. And so we just kind of decided that that would be a really, good way to go. So we're really looking forward to that. And we'll be going in about a month with three friends of ours. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah. Yep.
Super excited about it. Yep. We're looking forward to just doing a lot of hiking and a lot of just relaxing and sitting around mm-hmm. a fire yep. and just hanging out, enjoying the outside.
Yep. And enjoying people. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. We're going to pause real quick for a short advertisement about ourselves. All right. It's time for us to talk about our podcast feature of the week.
Feature discussion.
This is an adventure or a story or memory or interview, something that we've done. So, we did our feature of the week. Sorry. Mm-hmm.
So we're talking today about our trip to Martin Creek State Park.
Lake Martin Creek State Park.
Actually, it's just Creek Martin
Lake.
Creek.
Like Martin Creek Lake.
Or it is Martin Creek Lake. Mm-hmm. I thought it was just Martin Creek State Park.
There was a lake. She's going to fact check me.
I am going to fact check you.
So it's Martin Creek Lake. Anyway, so Martin Creek Lake we did back in April. Mm-hmm. April of 2022.
It is Martin Creek Lake State Park.
Correct. Not very often online.
No, it's not.
It is a very beautiful place in East Texas. It is right off of...
It's in Tatum.
It's in Tatum. It's not too far off of
I-20.
That's
where my new principal's from.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. Shout out to Mr. Starling.
Yeah. Shout out to Mr. Starling. All right.
It's near Longview.
It is a lake. There is a creek. There's not much to it. It used to be I think it was a pine plantation, I believe.
There is one nearby, too.
And there's one nearby. There's no houses or anything on it. There is plenty of your numerous state park. state park fair. I got too many words. I'm trying to say it once. That's a saver one. Save it. All right. There's all your restrooms and stuff like that. But then there is this really, there's an island.
Yeah, that's so attached you could, you can actually camp on the island, mm-hmm. but the only way to get to the island is by walking. You can walk across a bridge, luckily, so you know, but you can't drive across the bridge.
No.
And so you only want to do this if it's like primitive, if you're, their primitive sites are on the island, mm-hmm. which Chris and I would love to do sometime if it was just the two of us, mm-hmm. or when the girls get older, we look forward to doing kind of the backpacking.
And it's super primitive because there's no restrooms or water over there either.
No. And so we want to do that someday, either mm-hmm. by ourselves or when the girls get older. But what was really cool for us is, so we had our niece Sydney with us. She's from Tennessee, and she moved to Texas, I guess, in March of last year. And so she'd been around about 6 weeks. And we really wanted, the reason it's taken us so long to talk about it is we were hoping to have her on there to talk about it. But we just, our schedules, we could never get mm-hmm. them together. But she's actually, you know, I was mentioning earlier about Fort Richardson, she's actually one of the people coming with us to that as well. Mm-hmm. And so I'm actually hoping to do maybe an on-site thing on that, like maybe the Saturday night after we do everything. We'll see.
Fireside chat.
Yes. Be fun. But she joined us and it was great. So as y'all know, we have two-person kayaks. Mm-hmm. But luckily, Daphne is still little enough that we can fit three people on our kayaks if she's the third. Mm-hmm. And so Chris and Amelia went when we were going there, mm-hmm. when we were driving, well, not driving, when we were rowing to the island. And then, like I said, you can walk to the island, but again,
what we did was we floated along the backside of the, mm-hmm. the island. And then we parked our kayaks, kind of tied them up, and then pulled them onto the shore. And then we did a little hike around the island back towards where the bridge was and then back to our kayaks. It was a nice little hike where there was a meadow, so kind of secret in the middle you didn't even know about. And
because
it was really nice.
Mind you, it's East Texas, so there's big, large trees everywhere, mm-hmm. pine trees everywhere. So you didn't expect to kind of have this little meadow in the middle of it. And so mm-hmm. that was kind of neat. Let her out for just a little bit. Sorry, the little dolly wants to go outside, even though it's, you know, like 20 something degrees. She's been inside all day. And she'll be out there for maybe 30 seconds. And then Daisy the dachshund is like, nope, not doing it.
She's hiding in her bed.
And so we, like I said, we rode to the backside mm-hmm. and then we hiked around the island because we did not know that you could walk to the island. We thought you could only kayak to it. Mm-hmm. But for those of you that don't have kayaks, they rented kayaks there, or you could walk if you mm-hmm. wanted to explore the island. So you don't have to kayak if that's not something you're into or comfortable with. Mm-hmm. But we did. And so we kayaked to the island, we walked around, we hiked, we came back, when we came back, the girls swam. We all sat because it was a little, I mean, it was the end of April, but the water was still a little too chilly for the adults.
The sun was warm, but it was windy.
But it was a little too chilly for the adults to want to be on the water.
Yeah.
And so,
they only swam for a little while.
Yeah, they only swam for a little bit. But it was kind of nice to kind of get to sit and talk with Sydney and catch up. And then we went on another hike. They had some pretty good hikes at this park. We went on another one that was a little more like a moderate hike. Chris really liked it. Because there was little creeks. And so he took his fly rod with him. Mm-hmm. You didn't catch anything, though, did you?
I saw plenty of fish, but they were really small.
Yeah.
And they're not really interested in what
you had to offer.
What I had to offer, which is okay. So, but that was a good trip. We were stalked by a raccoon both nights. He was like a little neighborhood, you know, trash panda. Trying to get into our food at one point.
They were great.
Yeah, go ahead.
They were great sights. It was a really great sight. I wish I could look back on and see which one it was because we had a great view of the lake, like from where I was cooking. So I was really kind of disappointed because if we had gotten one across the road, we would have actually been able to take our kayaks out straight from our campsite. Mm-hmm. But those were all booked up. And so I got one in a across the road. And I'm really glad we did because it ended up being one of the best campsites we've stayed at. Like, in general, because it was walkable distance to the bathrooms, which, when you have two girls, mm-hmm. Is two kids is
it's necessary. Mm-hmm.
And then
water, and then water access, and then it was at proximity to both hikes. There was a playground the girls could walk to, or we could walk with the girls to.
There was a playground?
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember.
I don't think that. I'm thinking of somewhere else that they went to the playground.
Yeah, I don't think there was a playground.
They're starting to mix together. There was a playground, but it wasn't. I don't think we actually ever went to it. Oh, maybe after swimming. We went after swimming. We did go to the playground. Mm-hmm.
So it was site 23. Mm-hmm. Was where we stayed, and like I said, it was great because it had a great view of the water. Mm-hmm. We were able to walk. The only place we had to drive to was, what are you looking for?
Oh, I was going to look up the, don't worry about it. I was going to look up the hike names.
Look those up. Yeah. You can keep talking.
We never do our background research so far back because we forget to what the names of these hikes and such are. But, it wasn't a bad little place. They had a nice pavilion. They did church services every morning. Every Sunday morning, every weekend. And I think most Texas state parks have something like that going on.
So we did the Old Henderson Road Loop.
That was one of, and then the
Island Trails.
And then the Island Trail.
Mm-hmm. We kind of were on the Harmony Hill Loop for a little bit. We kind of got off trail. Mm-hmm. But we did the Old Henderson Road Loop, which was 1.2 miles of a moderate difficulty. And what was cool about this is it's kind of the history behind the hike.
Oh, yeah. It's a former trade route between the towns of Henderson and Shreveport. Mm-hmm. That's pretty cool. And then we're talking about how that's how we ended up in the trees. Hold on. I got it. Sorry, I was looking at something else. So we ended up kind of going through the town of Harmony Hill, the former community, for a minute. And so that's why it's when I mentioned earlier that we went through a plantation, sort of like a pine plantation. That's what I was talking about. But the Old Henderson Loop was very neat. We saw Amelia Strip stepped over a green racer. Snake.
I forgot about that.
And we all stopped and looked at it and took some pictures for a minute.
Was it dead?
No, it was alive. And then it skirted on across, gave me the heebie-jeebies. He was not a bad snake. He was a good snake. but it was a good lesson about teaching your kids to look where they step, for sure. Especially when she couldn't even see the snake, that it was very bright green. When she stepped over it, kids have so much trust. They know the rule that don't go in the high grass for these reasons.
But they don't think to look on the trail. Trail.
Yeah.
Hiking trail.
Yeah. And so we're sitting here talking about going on we're talking about in a few years doing a part of the Appalachian Trail with them when they get a little bit older, maybe spending 7 days hiking through the Smokies or hiking through Shenandoah. And
what are you doing?
Being weird. Stop.
Go back upstairs.
Golly, nerd.
Amelia's down here doing some weird dab dance.
Invite the kids to be part of the podcast, she said. It'll be fun, she said.
Yeah, they would have come down and bothered us either way.
True. Good point.
Lisa makes for some interesting banter.
I guess it's interesting. But anyways, it's just a great way to remind your kids, especially when there's nature on the side. That there might be something dangerous on the side of the trail, or there might be something really cool on the side of the trail that to keep your eyes open for. And in this case,
so
the little green racer was pretty neat.
So what's great about the, there's only three hikes at Martin Creek, mm-hmm. and it's the Island Trails, the Harmony Hill Loop, and the Old Henderson Loop. And what's great about all three of those is they're all over a mile, so they are pretty decent hikes, but they are all biking trails as well. Mm-hmm. There's some, you know, you have some state parks or places where it's just hiking or but all three of theirs also are for biking as well. What's another really great thing about Martin Creek is that they have shelters, which what the shelters are is they are seriously essentially what they say they are. Like, if you want to go camping and you want a more camping experience, a shelter, and but you don't want to put the money into a tent quite yet, finding a state park that has a shelter is really mm-hmm. great, because they it's really like it has like three walls mm-hmm. and I don't know if it has, if it's four walls or just three walls.
It might be three walls and then like screened in on one side,
yeah,
or with a door to, you know, the shelters are not,
but it's not literally just, it's literally just, it's literally just like walls, and that they are,
there's not much else
there's
in
that, that's they're it not cabins. That's it, they're not
you
a
have
cabin
to bring your own cot.
Now
you
there is bring... they do have cabins and cottages as well at Martin Creek, mm-hmm. so if you're close to Martin Creek and you're wanting to check out a state park and you don't have a tent, it would be a great place to go.
If you're just a hiker, you're not much of a camper.
Yeah, it would be a great place to go because they have cabins, cottages, and shelters and campsites for both tents and but what a cabin has a bathroom in it, and then a cottage does not. So mm-hmm. a cottage, but it has air conditioning, it has those kinds of things. It just doesn't have a bathroom. And so it really kind of gives you a little bit of everything. I think all of the campsites were electric, which was great because we didn't have to worry about charging phones.
Not on the island, not the primitive ones. But
oh,
yeah.
Wait, not on the – that's right. And the primitive, it's just primitive. There's no electric. There's no water. There's nothing like that.
Yeah.
But all the other sites were really great. We stayed in the Broken Bowl camping area, but they also have – again, the primitive camping area on the island, which is 12 sites. They have, losing my picture. They also have the shelter camping area, which has your shelters, your cabins, and your cottages. And then it had Bee Tree camping area, which has the probably the majority of your sites are in there. And then a few of those sites in Bee Tree are purely for RVs
mm-hmm.
and travel trailers and fifth wheels.
No reserves. Mm-hmm.
And so those, there's just a few that don't allow tents.
Mm-hmm.
But for the most part,
it's not, you know, and it's not a far
drive.
Oh, no,
I'm sorry. I misspoke. It's not that they don't allow tents. It's that they're 50 amp sites. Every mm-hmm. other site are 30 amps if you're an RVer. But they do have, it looks like, about seven sites that have 50 amps, if mm-hmm. if that is something you need.
Yeah.
But they have, their bathrooms are really greatly centrally located to everything. It was a great place. Every time we go to one, we're like, man, like it's kind of, you know, we're
this
wanting to check out.
This is our permanent spot.
We want to check out all of them. I still didn't like it quite as much as I liked Meridian, just because that hike at Meridian was so awesome. But it was a great... It was an awesome place to go for mm-hmm. like, it'd be a really great place to go for like groups.
Yep.
Because it covers so much, you know, like with the cabins and the cottages and the shelters and the campsites, it covers a lot of different things for a lot of different kind of outdoorsy people.
Yep. Sure enough. So again, that it was Martin Creek Lake State Park near mm-hmm. Tatum, Texas. It's east on I-20. Towards Shreveport, Louisiana, and it is...
There'll be signs,
and we passed them when we were coming back from New Orleans, back over Thanksgiving, Christmas.
Mm-hmm. And it's a great, it's close enough into town. We totally changed what we wanted to have for dinner mm-hmm. that night, and so it's close enough to town that we were able to run in and grab food for it.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was nice, because we were able to include Sydney. She has some allergies, and so we were able to actually... make a dinner that she could eat as well. So that was nice. And so we did walking tacos for Chris and I, and then we did burritos for Sydney and our girls. So it was a great little, it was a great time. We loved camping with her. We brought our little two-person pop-up tent. The only downside to camping with Sydney was that she brought a little twin-size air mattress. And so then the girls were like, I want an air mattress now. So we had to go and buy them an air mattress after that. So thanks a lot, Sydney.
Yeah, we didn't. We did it for our big trip, though.
Yeah, I know.
That summer. So they kind of needed one because we were going to be camping for 2 weeks straight.
Yeah.
So
they're definitely going to need it this summer.
Mm-hmm.
Because we're not staying at any hotels. We're not planning on it at all.
Nope. So, but that's our...
Redesigned that trip by today, by the way.
Oh, okay, great. That's our discussion about Martin Creek Lake State Park. On our next episode of ABCD Adventures, we will talk about RV living. And I guess we'll go in a little bit more detail next week on that. As y'all know, Brittany and I spent 2.5 years with almost 3 years with our little family living in an RV in order to save up money to buy and build a house or both. Doesn't have to be specific right now, honey.
Yeah,
I don't have to do the math. We have a whole episode about it. So we're going to talk a little bit more detail about that next week. And then I think, we got 3 weeks.
We have a few more weeks until our camp trip set, yeah.
Fort Richardson. I will say this, is that I kind of have an idea, and it is the 100th anniversary of Texas State Parks. So I thought about doing a little bit more history about those on a future episode. And I thought that we might try to find somebody and come up with a few, like three short interview questions to ask, maybe have one of the girls interview a park ranger at each one of the parks and share in the future.
Apparently they can become junior rangers at the state parks.
Ooh.
We had no idea.
No, we didn't.
I know. So we're going to have to download it from the website.
Ooh.
And so, yeah, so we'll have to start doing that before we leave.
Yeah.
Because if you've heard, the girls love doing the junior rangers at the national parks. Mm-hmm. And so.
Something we're going to have to look into.
Yep.
Definitely that. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening to the ABCD Adventures podcast. We hope you've enjoyed learning a little bit more about Martin Creek Lake State Park.
So don't forget to follow us on TikTok, Instagram, and Facebook at ABCD Adventures. And you can also email us at ABCDAdventures2021 anytime with ideas and suggestions on topics or trips.
Yeah, that's at gmail.com.
Or what did I say?
You just stopped at the 2021.
Sorry.
No, you're fine. Because that's also like our handle. So it gets, go ahead, I'm sorry. With suggestions on topics for our trips, right?
Like I said, our next trip is Fort Richardson. So if you have anything that you know about that, please let us know.
Thank you for listening. And remember to
go where you feel most alive.